This is Jordan Seculo with the breaking news of a special counsel being appointed to investigate Trump-Russia collusion during the campaign. We'll break it down for you today. Is this good or bad for the country?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Look, I have not seen any evidence of actual collusion. Where is the actual crime that they think they need a special prosecutor to prosecute?
There's a far greater chance with a truly independent counsel conducting this, and particularly someone of the stature of Bob Mueller, that the public is more likely to accept the result.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I think he'll be broadly supported. He has impeccable credentials, a storied history, 10 years leading the FBI in both the Bush and the Obama administration. It couldn't be a better choice. He's at the latter part of his career, has nothing to prove. I think he'll do a fabulous job.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. Well, it's another big news day, to say the least, here, and we appreciate you joining us, whether that's by radio, on Sirius XM, or Facebook and Periscope. We want to get your questions and comments in, and I think we're going to have a lot to explain today. 1-800-684-3110. First off the bat, what is a special counsel? And I will tell you right from the beginning, this is not Ken Starr. This is not the independent counsels of the Clinton years that you remember into that investigation and the under oath testimony of Bill Clinton in the video that we saw, and the what is, the meaning of is. This is not that kind of investigator. That law, which empowered what was called an independent counsel or independent prosecutor, that law actually had it actually ended in 1999. So it's what's called a sunset provision. This is a special counsel is under federal statute, federal code rules, that allows the attorney general, in this case, because of Jeff Sessions' recusal from the Russia investigation matters, that would be the deputy attorney general, who becomes Rod Rosenstein, the acting attorney general in this situation, allows them to appoint someone outside of the normal U.S. attorney basis. So they could have a U.S. attorney, but instead it's someone outside of that. And it's for two reasons. One, when do you appoint someone that is a special counsel? You determine, as the acting attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, that there should be a criminal investigation of a person or a matter is warranted. So not that you know any crimes have been committed, but that the investigation itself is warranted. And that A, the investigation or prosecution by the U.S. Attorney's Office or DOJ itself would present a conflict of interest for the department. Again, that would be, you could argue that. In this case, I think you could easily argue that Rod Rosenstein could have been the lead on this, since he has served in both Republican and Democrat administrations, and we've had the recusal of the attorney general. But he didn't believe. This was not the White House decision, by the way. This was a decision by the deputy attorney general. And that B, under the circumstances, it'd be in the public interest. That's another legal standard, public interest. Now, this special counsel is still beholden to the Department of Justice, so they cannot just do whatever they want. They have more power than a U.S. attorney. So, for instance, one of the issues here that I think is, we say good or bad, here's one of the bad, is the time of this. Unlike normal investigations, now everyone knows there's a special counsel that's been appointed, Robert Mueller. He is the former FBI director. He has pretty unimpeached credentials, to say the least. So I don't think there's any issues with him. He served under the Bush administration and then was actually asked to serve two additional years to his 10-year term under the Obama administration because of his role in fighting terrorism. 9/11 happened just as he was being confirmed to be FBI director. So he has been through a very difficult time in our nation's history while we were under attack. So it's not a criticism of Robert Mueller to question whether the appointment of a special counsel is good or bad. But to give you an indication of how long this will take, he has 60 days, 2 months, just to put together his independent budget to carry out the investigation. He can bring in attorneys from the Department of Justice or from outside the Department of Justice, but this means that the Russia story does drag on. And there's one other bit of news here. Unlike, let's say, like an inspector general, let's say, as all these folks have said, that there is no there. There's nothing to prosecute. He doesn't issue a report saying that. So you won't get that kind of report saying, here's why we're not doing anything. He just stops the investigation. We'll take your calls and comments when we come back. Tell folks.
That's right. 1-800-684-3110. A few lines open now, or get your comments in on social media, Facebook or Periscope.
In a meeting at the White House, President Trump repeatedly urged President Erdogan of Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. The White House said President Trump, quote, raised the incarceration of Pastor Andrew Brunson and asked that the Turkish government expeditiously return him to the United States. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The President and the Vice President are involved. It is a critical time for Pastor Brunson. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Bring Pastor Andrew Brunson home. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Question for people is this special counsel, if you're confident as President Trump, and you should be based off all these intelligence officials, former intelligence officials, even for President Obama, they've said there's evidence Russia tried to meddle in our election, but there's no evidence that Russia and the Trump campaign were doing that meddling together, colluding, if you will. And that's all this investigation is about, is there collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia? Pretty absurd that I'm even making that statement, honestly, as I hear myself say it. I don't believe there is any. I think that at this point, with all the congressional investigations that have been ongoing, and I think that there's plenty of Republicans as well that would like to take down Donald Trump, that they, if they had a smoking gun, they would have found it and used it at this point. They don't have one, so they've tried to pick off some other role players in this situation. But let me tell you, folks, this will put us in a very interesting time, because I want to go first to Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. Than, though it might be nice for Congress to step back and let the special counsel, Robert Mueller, do his job, they're not going to do that. So we're going to have a special counsel. And then how many different Senate and House committees are now investigating this as well?
Well, two formally, Jordan, but there's also the Oversight Committee, which says that they're looking into it as well. And all of them, Jordan, have said they're going to continue. Look, I would say a couple of things. Number one, you said this in the first segment, but this is going to take a very long time. So it may fall out of the news for a time, but we won't get anything from Director Mueller for a long time on this. And let me just say one other thing. I think Republicans in the Senate are glad that this is off their plate, and you can question their motives there, Jordan. But I'll tell you this. This is exactly what Democrats wanted. They wanted a special counsel, but I will make a prediction. Either today or tomorrow, you will start to see them backing away from that. And here's my evidence of this. This is the statement from Nancy Pelosi. A special prosecutor is the first step. She got the name right, by the way. It's a special counsel. But a special prosecutor is the first step, but it cannot be the last. Jordan, they're about to move the goalpost again. They got what they wanted with and they will tell you either today or tomorrow that they want something else.
Andrew O'Connor is a senior counsel with the ACLJ, a former assistant U.S. attorney. And with this situation, I mean, as Than was saying, one thing that will frustrate whenever this does finish, this can take years.
This can take years.
I mean, normal process. Now, this only happened a couple times since the end of the independent counsel. That was what Kent Starr was. And so this is not that situation. But these usually take years, not months. But ultimately, as we were talking about in our meeting before the show, one thing for Democrats, and I think Than just brought this up, is that unlike like an inspector general's report or someone doing like an assessment, if Mueller, like these other officials who have been investigating it, finds no collusion, He's not going to explain why he found no collusion or what he did. He's just going to this could take years, and then it's just going to end. So unless someone is actually prosecuted, you will not get a this is why they no one was prosecuted. And that, I think, will be one of the reasons why Democrats and those who want to take down Trump are never satisfied, because ultimately, I believe, saying this today, that's what will be found. Is nothing. There's nothing there. It's a big nothing.
I don't think there's anything there at all. I mean, Clapper and Yates both said that they saw nothing with respect to any collusion between Trump. And indeed, Comey is said to have said the same thing and to have assured the president. Well, this is the appointment of a special counsel. Really, all it does is drag out for a long period of time, and it could take years, as you said, the investigation, and it's not necessarily going to result in a written report. I mean, when I was a prosecutor, I did an investigation through the FBI using them as the investigative agents, and then we decided whether or not there was to be, or I decided whether there was to be a criminal prosecution. But if there was not, the person who was the subject or the target was never told about it. I don't think President Trump is going to be told or be given a status report or anything like that.
We've got a breaking news, and this is unrelated to Trump, and it is not even crossed television yet, but it is crossing Fox News, New York Post. I'm getting this update, and you know we're live here. There's chaos at Times Square. Speeding car hits crowd. New York Post reporting speeding car mows down pedestrians in Times Square. So, folks, as that news breaks, we will continue to research it. We've got our team researching as well. That
I'll continue to keep
never, again, a first indication, as we've always said, is when you get reports like that of the vehicle being used to mow people down, that your first reaction is terrorism. Times Square is extremely secured. So what they even mean by that, because most of it is a pedestrian area now.
Yeah, it kind of goes back and forth throughout the day.
And again, it's not to say that there are not deranged individuals sometimes that do things or people
or accidents
or accidents that push people. But the way that this is being reported by New York based news agencies is that there could be, again, another incident right here in the United States.
If you see us looking at our phones, know that's why what's happening.
We are very live. And for those of you who watch us on Facebook and Periscope,
can we get that to Dylan?
Yeah, we'll get photos up for you. But for those of you watching on radio, just so you know, we are live. This is right now it's about 12 Eastern time. And we're getting reports that there has been an incident involving a car mowing down pedestrians, is the word used by the New York Post and Fox News, who has alerted this. It has not broken on television yet, so it's broken only through the apps and the breaking news apps. Yep. So you're saying there are photos?
There are photos. We're getting them pulled now and put them up. You can see these here.
All right, so we may be very quickly switching that. So let's take some phone calls.
Yeah, get through these as we see what happens.
While that is being, again, confirmed, we don't want to get completely distracted.
Yeah, let's go to Benjamin, who I think has a statement that we've been saying this whole time, which is the president seemed to can't get a win. Let's go to him in Montana on line one.
Hey, Benjamin.
Good day, gentlemen. You guys kind of touched on my point where Sam said they want to move the goalpost, and I just kind of feel the same way that the left and everyone that's making a big deal about this Russian collusion wants it to take multiple years so that President Trump cannot move on with his agenda.
Yes, well, I mean, I think let me go to Andy here, and then we'll go to Than Bennett as well. One issue, because I saw in that White House statement, this was from a statement under President Trump's name. I look forward to this matter concluding quickly. Now, quickly in legal standards versus the reality standards of what people usually mean by that term. I mean, quickly in this situation would be like a couple years, Andy.
It could take that long. It certainly could. Don't expect, I mean, as we said there earlier, it's going to take 60 days to just come up with a budget. But once they do that, they're going to have to look at documents. They're going to have to, they have the right to subpoena. They can take depositions. They can take testimony. This is not something that's going to be concluded in 2017 or even 2018. I mean, we're going to see this drag on for a long time because that's the nature of these investigations and how they proceed.
And it gets complicated with the congressional role because you can have people like Mike Flynn who have today said, I'm not going to come to your committee. I'm not going to answer your subpoena. But let's say he's subpoenaed by a special counsel.
Right.
Probably asserts the fifth in that situation. But it complicates also Congress investigation and the actual legal investigation because Congress can't prosecute. The special counsel can.
That's correct. He has the power of a United States attorney. So he could issue a subpoena if the person says he's not going to testify or he asserts a privilege against testimony, then he could have to go to court to get an order to compel him to testify. And then we have those implications, all of which indicates that it's going to take a great deal of time. And the question really becomes, is it really worth it based upon what we know? I mean, I see a comment being made as if there's some hard evidence. Why isn't it brought forward? I haven't seen that. And I don't know if Mueller's going to uncover it.
Yeah. We've got, again, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. We do have more reports, though, about this incident unfolding in Times Square.
That's right. We're getting more reports coming out. I'll read you what exactly Reuters witnessed. Said at least 10 people were being treated for injuries. I did get a tweet from one of my friends whose wife is actually in a show on Broadway and said that he heard confirmed that one death so far, but we're not sure. We do have a photo up on the screen if you're watching, but it's at least 10 injuries were being treated on the ground after the collision at Midtown Manhattan tourist site. Now, some of the photos, maybe it's a small sedan car, so you never know what could have happened, but we'll keep you updated.
Someone that definitely went over the side. I mean, because right. Most of this area is pedestrian.
The car is half flipped, so it's an issue there. So, all right, should we take some more calls?
Yeah, let's see. We got 2 minutes left. Yeah, let's take another call, and then we'll keep researching what's happening in New York as well.
Let's go to Tony in New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
Hey, Tony.
Thank God for you, man, and your knowledge of the law. And but my question is, at what point does somebody, just say enough already with this?
Well, we're at the opposite of that now, Tony. Yep. I mean, the truth is, this is now the opposite of enough of this. This is now, I predict, it wasn't that just Congress. And now, by the way, Fox News is going to the scene. So we'll keep monitoring this. That's finally now breaking over your televisions.
Probably just had to get a camera.
If you're watching. And we want to keep you, if you're in your car, up to date on what is happening in our country with this incident involving Times Square and a driver going onto the sidewalk, mowing down pedestrians. We don't know about casualties. We know about injuries. And again, this is happening in an area with, of course, in the summertime, lots of traffic. This is a tourist area in New York. But again, to answer your question, Tony, as we go into this first break, this is the opposite of all of this coming to a close. This drags it on. The one issue that I think you could be critical, not of Mueller, not even of Rod Rosenstein or the Department of Justice decision here, but as an American who wants to see legislation get done, is that this drags on this Trump-Russia conspiracy, I will call it now, because there's been no evidence of any ties or collusion for campaign reasons between Trump and the Russians. And now this will drag on for, I predict, at least a couple of years, which means right through the midterm elections. It will hurt all Republicans. And again, we'll bring more analysis when we come back. We're following this story in New York as well after it appears a car has been used to mow down pedestrians. We'll get more facts when we come back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. In a meeting at the White House, President Trump repeatedly urged President Erdogan of Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. The White House said President Trump, quote, raised the incarceration of Pastor Andrew Brunson and asked that the Turkish government expeditiously return him to the United States. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The President and the Vice President are involved. It is a critical time for Pastor Brunson. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Bring Pastor Andrew Brunson home. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255.
That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're following two stories. One that broke as we were on air, and that bring it to you live now, is that several people have been injured after a car has driven onto the sidewalk in Times Square, which is a tourist area. There are pillars there to prevent this kind of incident. Eventually, the car hit those pillars. A lot of Times Square is pedestrian only now because of terrorism and security reasons. So you're seeing images now on television. We don't have specific reports of why, reasons, what happened. There are buildings on lockdown in the area in New York City. And we've got images up for those of you watching on Facebook and Periscope. As news permits, as information comes in, we'll continue to discuss that. I think our first reaction is always that you have to rule out terrorism first. Sometimes you can do that quickly.
Yep.
But it should be ruled out. It should be the first thing you look at. I'm sure that is what the New York police and security forces there are looking at, because you've got another car targeting pedestrians. But second, we've also then just have to look at reality. If there are also sometimes incidents in our country which are unfortunate but do occur, so we will follow this. There is a person in custody, so that. But if you did this, you would be in custody.
Yeah.
I mean, so
potentially killed some people, right, even unintentionally.
Right, and you just don't know again all of the facts yet, so we don't want to jump to that on a live broadcast. But we do want to tell you what's going on in your country. And especially in a city like New York, you just can't ignore that as this continues to break into the news. But we are talking also about the special counsel, trying to break this down for people. What is a special counsel? What a special counsel is not, if you will. And Logan, let's take some more phone calls. I think those are the best to set up kind of what people are wondering about, so we can answer the questions they need.
Let's go to Mary Ellen in Illinois, in Chicago, on line 5. You're on the air. Mary Ellen,
hello.
You there?
Yep. Yes. I would like to know actually two things. Is he going to be able to find the leakers? And second, was this the smartest move?
All right. First, smartest move, I think you could have lots of differing opinions. I don't love this. President Trump has called it a witch hunt. I don't love it for the reason, not that I'm worried that they're going to find anything, because I'm not. It's just that I think that it's going to drag on to a point that hurts conservatives. It hurts conservatives, especially in the midterm elections. That's why I think Democrats are celebrating today. Not that because Robert Mueller is a partisan or a bad actor that won't do his job thoroughly, but just wait and see. He may come under attack as well from the left if he's not bringing up enough prosecutions, Andy. So I think that, right. But it's not. It was not. This is not the decision of President Trump or our actual U.S. Attorney General. It's the acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who was brought in as the deputy AG. But because Jeff Sessions recused himself in all matters related to Russia and the Trump campaign, he is the attorney general for those matters. The buck stops with him. Now, this person still reports, Andy, to the Department of Justice. They are not completely independent like Ken Starr.
That's right.
So the Department of Justice, if Mueller were to get off track, if they thought this had dragged on long enough with nothing, spent too much money, waste of resources, they can shut it down.
That's correct. Rod Rosenstein, who's the deputy attorney general, and who took over this investigation of the Russia Trump campaign ties, would be the one to, in essence, not supervise Mueller. That would not be exactly the correct word. But if he did not stray from his brief and from what he was supposed to do and do things that were outside the ambit of what his direction is, could in fact draw him back and bring him back into the fold, so to speak.
We are getting a report. NBC News is reporting that there is at least one death,
right? Yep,
and multiple injuries. And they're saying as car plows into pedestrians. So again, plowing,
Reuters,
speed, person in custody.
Reuters reported they were driving against traffic onto the sidewalk.
Okay, so this is now someone who is going the wrong way into a sidewalk area.
The sidewalk.
Yeah. Into a tourist area with lots of people, even in the morning, obviously, and afternoon. I don't know. We don't know exactly when this occurred. We know the news broke around 12:10 Eastern time. So, this wouldn't have been able to not make it to the news very quickly, because all these news outlets are based right there.
Yeah,
streets are
ABC is right there.
Appears to be shut down. and buildings are on lockdown. So you're not, if you are seeing any of the imagery is not like thousands of people in the street. And it believes that the way that they're investigating the car doesn't appear that they are concerned about explosives.
No.
Because they're going right into
it. Right into it. No problems on the sidewalk.
Don't know the make of the car. It's a four-door sedan. So it's certainly enough to do a lot of damage to if there's a group of people and you're going full speed into them.
We'll keep updated.
Yeah.
To move on.
Can we go to some of the reporting, actually?
Yeah.
David Lee Miller is live on the scene from Fox. I mean, I think if we can listen into some of that, it'd be good for our audience.
Just throw an image up.
Uptown. Yeah, in the Roswell. Heading in the wrong direction up Broadway.
Okay, so David Lee Miller is getting an account of an eyewitness on the ground there. It appears that the eyewitness is telling him he saw the car driving in the opposite direction of traffic.
Yes, apparently that eyewitness did tell us that it was coming up in the wrong direction against the flow of traffic, heading northerly up Broadway. That would be against the flow of traffic. It's now resting with the front of the car in a westerly direction, which would be the flow of traffic. But apparently, from what that witness suggested, that this car was seemed intent on, the driver of it, may have been intent on...
So we're getting the reports again, and we're going to break that when we need to. For those of you listening on radio, for those of you joining us on Facebook and Periscope, about what has occurred in New York, we don't know if this is an act of terrorism. I think that is the assumption always, and you work from that. So you work first to determine if this is terrorism or not. Now, you could probably figure out that very quickly by who's in custody, the driver, and exactly what occurred. It does not mean that there are not car accidents in our country in pedestrian areas. But we've seen this actually since these attacks where there's been large groups of people and tourist areas and incidents like this that were totally unrelated to terrorism, that were people that were... either had their own issues that were not related to terrorism or car problems or, you know, yeah. I mean, I could go through
senior drivers have a lot of issues.
Yeah, host of things. We just don't know. It looks like those kind of terrorist incidents. You know, we got reports of injuries up to 13 people. NBC News reporting at least some casualties.
Right.
When we come back, so we got a second 30 minutes. We'll reset everything for everyone. And we will continue to focus on the special counsel issue as well. And we're going to take your phone calls about that, answering your questions about what it means to have a special counsel appointed. The scope of the investigation is important to discuss. What they are investigating, what they aren't investigating is important to discuss. And we'll continue to follow the breaking news out of New York. Logan, tell people how they can engage. Do we need to even possibly change our on Facebook, our...
Potentially. We'll talk about that during the break. 1-800-684-3110. If you don't get the second half hour of JCKO Live, obviously we're live. We're going to be covering all the news that's breaking. You can find us on ACLJ.org, Facebook.com/JCKO, or Periscope. Not just audio, video as well. This looks like a TV. We have a TV studio that we produce out of each and every day. So if you're listening on radio and you don't get the next half hour, the easiest way to do it is to go to ACLJ.org, Facebook, or Periscope. You can also get us archived later on the ACLJ app, available in the Apple App Stores. If you have iPhone, iPad, Apple TV even. We're there. We're also in the Roku App Store, Channel Store, if you're looking for us. And again, the JCKO Live podcast is available on iTunes, and we're going to keep the news coming as it's breaking. Again, as Jordan said, at least now they're reporting out 13 people being treated for injuries after car plows into pedestrians in Times Square. And we will keep you updated on that in the upcoming half hour. Again, find us at ACLJ.org, Facebook, or Periscope. If your station carries it, you can stick right here. We'll be back in just a minute. Again, if you watch online, no break, so we continue to go. In about 10 seconds, we'll be doing that. Next segment, you'll get an exclusive video on the situation going on. I'll be right back with more on JCKO Live.
In a meeting at the White House, President Trump repeatedly urged President Erdogan of Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. It is a critical time for Pastor Brunson. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Bring Pastor Andrew Brunson home. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
back to Jay Sekulow Live. We do have to report that there's an ongoing incident in New York City that there is a car that mowed down pedestrians in Times Square, 13 people being treated for injuries. Some news organizations like NBC News have reported actual deaths, at least one person that has been killed. But the news reports are all over the place. Another NBC News report is saying that it's now being treated as an accident, not as a terror, not as an act of terrorism. That doesn't mean that they weren't first looking at it as an act of terrorism, by the way, because we've seen these acts of terrorism. It doesn't mean that it won't turn into that either.
We'll just keep you updated.
So we're going to keep updating you this, and if we need to come back on, you know, remember for all of you who listen on radio, we utilize our studios to come back on Facebook and Periscope if the news warrants. The other important news of the day, obviously, and it can be sometimes tough to switch between these types of two issues, but is the appointment of a special counsel to investigate the Trump campaign potential alleged, I guess, I mean, I don't even know, alleged by Democrats, ties to Russia during the campaign. Collusion is the word being used. Logan, let's take people's calls and their comments.
Let's go to Sean, who's going to hold about a half an hour in California. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing today? Thank you for taking my call. First, give a quick prayer out to the people in New York and their families, and
yep,
and hopefully a quick recovery to all of them. I'm giving a call. You know, most of us Americans right now, we really don't care about this Russian investigation. Russians have been meddling in our business probably since the beginning of time. But do you think that through this investigation, that it'll open up the doors to, you know, prosecuting more the Democratic side for the things that they've done? I mean,
yeah, I see what you're saying. So does Robert Mueller get to investigate leaks? Does he get to investigate Democrat collusion? All his scope of the investigation will actually be set forth, Andy, by the Department of Justice. So, I mean, when Democrats go down, it's unlikely that's not the focus. Hillary Clinton is not the focus.
No.
Leaks could be.
It could very well be.
He could look into the leaks around all of the Russian information that has leaked out, whether you're talking about Mike Flynn or others. So leaks, yes. I think Democrats probably no.
No, probably not. I think what they're trying to focus on, and from what I can gather, is was there some sort of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the election? And what I don't understand is it is undisputed that not one single vote was affected as a result of anything that may have happened. And so there was no compromising of the electoral process. And as the caller said, there's probably been an attempt by Russia to interfere in the elections of the United States for a very long period of time. For all I know, we may be trying to do the same thing with them. It just does not seem to me to be something that should take the time and attention and the money that it's going to take to do an investigation of this nature. Now, if you're going to do an investigation, Mueller is the right person to do it. He has impeccable credentials. He has a good pedigree in that respect. But it seems to me that if he keeps on the path of where he has been directed to proceed, that he's going to look at the Russia investigation. And yes, I think if there were leaks, that he should have pursued those as well.
Than, you did bring up in our chat, though, one issue that could affect Democrats potentially is the unmasking. You know, so going to the leaks and the unmasking, that could potentially, depends on the scope of his investigation, that will be set forth by the Department of Justice. So explain that to folks, what your thoughts are there.
Well, look, those on the Democrat side of the aisle that believe there is collusion there, the best evidence that they have, and I think evidence is too strong of a word, but they would point to some of the evidence that was uncovered through the unmasking of officials that Susan Rice did. So I think that former Director Mueller will have to look at that. And in the course of that, Jordan, I would suggest it is not a complete investigation unless they look at the motives of the unmasking and if that was properly done. So that might be one angle of this where it's not Democrats specifically, but it would be people within the Obama administration. Were they improperly surveilling? I think that could be a part of it.
Look, we got a lot of calls, a lot of comments.
We're going to take some more. We're going to kind of reset a little bit. Exclusive video coming up in the break. So take a look at that. Again, it's on this issue right now as we still monitor what's going on in New York City. We'll keep you updated that. But again, 1-800-684-3110 as lines open up. You can get your comments in on social media. We'll be back with more on Jay Sekulow Live. But again, if you're not watching, log on over to our social media or ACLJ.org for exclusive video related to the topics of the day. We'll be right back with more.
In a meeting at the White House, President Trump repeatedly urged President Erdogan of Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. The White House said President Trump, quote, raised the incarceration of Pastor Andrew Brunson and asked that the Turkish government expeditiously return him to the United States. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The President and the Vice President are involved. It is a critical time for Pastor Brunson. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Bring Pastor Andrew Brunson home. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. If you're watching, by the way, on Facebook and Periscope, share this with your friends and family because we are covering two breaking news situations. One, as you know, we are a live radio broadcast, and we're not going to ignore the news that is happening as we are on the air, even if that is off the topic. And the news that is breaking now is this incident. And if you're just joining us in New York, in Times Square, at least 13 people being treated for injuries. Some news outlets are reporting that at least one person has been killed when a car plowed into pedestrians near Times Square. The suspect, it appears to be, has been apprehended. There are some reports that this is being treated as a accident. But those are just reports. We always take the assumption when you see a car plowing into pedestrians that you need to work down from the assumption that this is terrorism and then deduct down from there. You know, you walk through and then see if that is an act of terrorism. There appears to be video. What it showed was someone to me that was fairly young, male, being apprehended. That's some video that's on social media. So there is a suspect in custody. We will continue to update you.
CBS reporting that this was not a terror incident, but possible DUI suspect, 26-year-old male from the Bronx.
So there you go. I mean,
that's probably going to be your answer.
That may very well be the answer. As we say, you work down for the terrorism, and then you look to the other other possibilities, and it may be a DUI situation and someone totally unrelated. Still a horrible incident that occurs in a very important city in our country, right in Times Square, obviously, as well. But the other big news, and we'll continue to update you throughout this, the other major news is involving the announcement. Of course, last night, I was on CNN, which is somewhat unusual, by the way, but I was on CNN yesterday afternoon talking about, surprise, surprise, the Jim Comey and the Comey memos and the Russia and Mike Flynn. And then just a few hours later, a special counsel is so it's been now three nights in a row where news has broken every single night, every single day of the week this week involving the Trump White House. And now we have seen the news that a special counsel has been appointed. Let me first go to Andy, who is our senior counsel with the ACLJ, to just explain to people who are just joining us, who may not, these terms they're thrown around, like prosecutors thrown around a lot, special prosecutor, and members of Congress use those terms kind of interchangeably. This is a statutory office that can be set up by the Department of Justice. But explain to people the role of a special counsel.
And we need to really distinguish between special prosecutor and special counsel. This is not a special prosecutor. In other words, it does not have, from the beginning, criminal overtones, and that's very clear from the statute and the Code of Federal Regulations under which this person is appointed. He is special counsel. He is answerable to Rod Rosenstein, who is the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, and who appointed him and gave him a specific directive to look into the Russia-Trump campaign contacts or alleged collusion. I personally, from what I can see, the evidence that General Clapper gave and that the fired Acting Attorney General Sally Yates gave is that there were no contacts and there was no collusion. But nonetheless, this is what special counsel has been appointed to determine. And as I said, he is answerable to the Department of Justice. He has wide-ranging powers, just like any United States attorney. He can issue subpoenas. He can conduct depositions to take testimony. He can require the production of documents and do a variety of things that a prosecutor would do, or an investigator, I should say, would do, and then finally make a decision as to whether, first of all, a crime has been committed, and if so, who committed the crime. What is important, I think, to point out is this is a lengthy process. It can take a very long time to conclude.
You know, folks, we will continue to take your phone calls. Dan Bennett's there as well. I will say, you know, in this situation, we filed a FOIA request with the Department of Justice and FBI. This relates to those Comey memos. And we asked specifically to the FBI whether there was any documents, memos, relating to the meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the tarmac just days before the investigation was closed from the FBI and from Jim Comey. Remember, it was Jim Comey who said that was the reason why he decided to take that unprecedented step of not just announcing what the FBI's findings were, which he should have just reported to the Department of Justice, but saying that there would be no prosecution was because Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton. You know what the FBI responded to us in their FOIA? They had no documents. So now all of a sudden we're told that Jim Comey takes meticulous memos of everything. So we're going to be looking into that as well. So surprise, surprise, Jim Comey has now admitted, it's kind of like admitting to having a taping system, if you have one, that he's got memos on everything, including potentially the things that made him nauseous, like his decision to his decision-making process around Loretta Lynch meeting with the former president of the United States when his wife, a presidential candidate, was under FBI investigation because of her email server that she lied about and had classified information on. So there is work to be done. By the way, Department of Justice, we're in court with them because they said, while the FBI actually responded and said, we have nothing, the Department of Justice completely ignored the FOIA, which allowed us to go to federal court. So we're fighting on those fronts as well in the courtrooms. Just to update you, this is not just things we talk about, but it is things we do. Let's go right to the phones, Logan. A lot of calls.
Yeah, let's go to James, who's calling in Kansas City, Kansas.
Hey, James.
You there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. Well, first of all, prayers going out to everyone in New York being first-handedly affected by the accident. But my question is this. Now, you know, for years, the Republicans have screamed about the Democrats about the Republicans. We all know that. This, in my opinion, is probably the worst I've ever seen in this case being the Democrats. With all the violence going on in the streets over everything, does this particularly appear that it may cause some type of civil war, whether politically?
Politically, I think you're in it.
You're in the
war. I mean, I think, actually, no. Politically, yes. I say actually no because there will be elections from the midterm which will determine the makeup of the House and Senate. If the American people have been convinced that they no longer trust this administration, they can put basically a roadblock there, which they did to the Obama administration, Than. They said, all right, you push this Affordable Care Act on us. We don't like this, so we're going to put Republicans in charge of the House and the Senate, and you won't be able to get anything done for the next 6 years of your presidency. That's what happened to President Obama. Certainly, it's potential here that this is so politically damaging, not legally, but politically damaging, that Republicans that the House, the Senate could fall.
Jordan, this is why I started with that statement from Nancy Pelosi, because I think if you asked Democrats on Capitol Hill yesterday if they wanted Robert Mueller to be appointed a special counsel, I think all of them would have said yes, Jordan, because they believed it never would happen. I think in the days ahead, you will see them reverse course because, look, they know there's nothing there. They just want this in the news, and they want it to detract from the healthcare debate, Jordan, the tax reform debate. And then, you know, I know this is being reported as an accident now, but they also want it to detract from the national security component, whether it's terrorism or immigration or all of the rest that's happening on Capitol Hill. Jordan, they are already putting up those legislative roadblocks, so they don't necessarily have to come away with a prosecution or a conviction to accomplish their goals. They want a legislative roadblock, and they want a 2018 agenda to run on.
Let's take another call before the break.
All right, continuing on. Let's go to Zach in Tennessee. You're on the air. Line four.
Hey, Zach, you there?
Let's put Zach back on hold or try to drop him, whatever. Let's go to Travis in Colorado Springs. Travis, hopefully you're there.
Hey, Travis.
God bless you, man, and your entire staff around the world and the work that you guys do.
Thank you.
Anytime you suspect people in via collusion, you need to ask yourself, what do they need to gain or what would they gain?
Yeah.
Putin and Russia, North Korea, Iran would have all been much better off with Hillary Clinton and a weak America in office. And
yeah, you can make that argument, of course. I mean, especially North Korea, the Clintons had already tried to make a nuclear deal with them under Bill Clinton's presidency that was being violated the entire time by North Korea. Honestly, when it comes to the Russians, what President Trump, one of his first actions was to military strikes on their ally, Bashar al-Assad military base. So, I mean, these people are acting like, oh, he must be beholden to them. No, I mean, his actions have shown the exact opposite. So I do think it is smoke. It is mirrors. There is no there. We have said this repeatedly. We have fought for this. We will take more of your calls as we come back from the break. That being said, a special counsel has been appointed. So we can talk through that. We can work through that. This will be news, and then it will kind of quiet down. Now, that doesn't stop any of the congressional investigations. That doesn't stop the news that Mike Flynn is not answering the subpoena. He's not going to be testifying. I mean, there will be more news here. And, of course, this incident in New York where they're confirming that at least one person has been killed. No indication yet that this is terrorism. Some reports saying it is not. We're not going to make those conclusions until that's definitive from officials there. But Logan, we've got another segment coming up. We get to lots of phone calls and comments.
Absolutely. You can give us a call. There's one line open. Well, it's gone now, but they'll open up 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110 to get your comments in as well. We'll take some of those during the break. 1-800-684-3110.
All right, folks. And remember, if you're on Facebook and Periscope in this final segment, we're breaking a lot of news right now. Click share. Share this final segment with your friends and family as we break down the special counsel and what's happening in New York. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
In a meeting at the White House, President Trump repeatedly urged President Erdogan of Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. The White House said President Trump, quote, raised the incarceration of Pastor Andrew Brunson and asked that the Turkish government expeditiously return him to the United States. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The President and the Vice President are involved. It is a critical time for Pastor Brunson. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Bring Pastor Andrew Brunson home. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, your comments, in our final segment of the show today. Obviously, a special counsel has been appointed by the Department of Justice to investigate potential, and I think is absurd, but it's happening now, collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And so that special counsel is Robert Mueller. He is the former director of the FBI. He served an extended term as FBI director, so usually it's 10 years. Jim Comey's case, he was only there for a few, but it is usually 10 years. He did all 10 years under the Bush administration. He was appointed by President Bush. And President Obama, in a fairly unprecedented move, asked him to stay on for an additional 2 years as FBI director. So, again, this is someone very respected, both sides of the aisle. Anything we're commenting on about whether this is good or bad is not about him as a individual or a law enforcement official or as his legal prowess as an attorney. But I suspect he will come under criticism at some point, especially if he doesn't prosecute anybody, because he finds, like the NSA, FBI, and CIA, that there is no there. Take a listen. Chuck Todd, ask James Clapper about this. And man, if those guys can't find it, how is Robert Mueller going to find it if the deep state can't find it? Take a listen, Byte 22.
Does intelligence exist that can definitively answer the following question, whether there were improper contacts between the Trump campaign and Russian officials?
We did not include any evidence in our report, and I say our, that's NSA, FBI, and CIA with my office, the Director of National Intelligence, that had anything that had any reflection of collusion between members of the Trump campaign and the Russians. There was no evidence of that included in our report.
I understand that, but does it exist?
Not to my knowledge.
All right, let's take some phone calls as well. We are monitoring the situation in New York. It is now confirmed one person has been killed in this situation involving a pedestrian's a car vehicle in Times Square. No indication yet of a motive, or is it an accident? Is it intentional? Is it terrorism? There's various reports on that, and we don't come to that conclusion until it has been confirmed by the officials on the scene.
All right, let's go to David in Patriot, Indiana. You're on the air on line five.
Hey, David.
Hi. I was wondering, I know Jay has met with the president, so he's had the president here. Has he asked him point blank, why is it that he's not replacing the shadow government with people that would be good to support him instead of fighting him?
Well, I mean, we've been working through these issues, as you know. As you said, David, he's been with the president on some occasions at the White House and working through these issues. The shadow government is deep, though. When people call it a deep state, Than, we're not talking about three or four people. We're talking about replacing the entire leadership of the CIA. Not just, you know, we have a new director, but all the number twos and threes, and FBI, Department of Justice. That cannot be done in one fall swoop, unfortunately, in Washington. If it were that easy to drain the swamp, it wouldn't have been a campaign slogan.
Yeah, you're talking about several levels beneath someone like Director Comey. Look, this is what a lot of our FOIA practice is aimed at, Jordan, is rooting out the people who are behaving improperly within the bureaucracy. I mean, you talked about the FOIA request for that meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. Well, Jordan, again, that was the exact reason that he cited for saying he had to save the DOJ from itself. So our investigation there is aimed at rooting out not just him, but anyone that was involved with him in that. Jordan, our role in it is basically identifying the people. That would give the administration the ability to then try to further drain the swamp.
All right, back to the phones we go.
All right, let's do it. Let's go in order for now. Let's go to Don in Lincoln City, Oregon, on line three.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Don.
I was wondering, the special counsel, nobody's going to even know what's going on with it, or even if it ends. Is it fear or cowardice with Congress that going to stop President Trump from continuing on with stuff he wants to get done?
Well, I think that, listen, the Republicans control Congress. They control these committees. These committees still want to keep investigating. On the one hand, they say they found nothing. On the other hand, they're not shutting down their investigations, Andy.
I don't see the sense in that. You know, when the evidence is not there, and the people who are in positions in national security organizations and have positively stated that the evidence is not there of any collusion, and I still don't know what the crime is, I ask myself, why in the world are these congressional committees continuing to issue subpoenas or ask people to come in and testify and to produce documents. I find it to be a colossal waste of time and effort to do to continue to do this under the circumstances. But what this is the massive pushback against a president who the left absolutely despises and hates, and they will do anything to derail his administration.
All right, we'll keep taking phone calls. Let's go to Drake in Columbus, Ohio, line 6. You're on the air. Hey, Drake.
Yeah, you, Jay, you do some great, amazing things. My question is this: how does anything you do, how are you going to win when those that are against Trump basically cut you off at the knees by changing the playing field in the middle of the game, like what Comey did by modifying and codifying on the fly to let Hillary off the hook?
Well, remember, though, Jim Comey is now gone. So you could win and change the game by firing people when you're in charge and draining the swamp. I mean, now draining the swamp means something. It's not just rhetoric. Getting rid of the bureaucrats and these deep state actors who are going to – I think President Trump is correct, though there are other presidents that have faced an angry public. What he is facing is not so much that as he is an angry government bureaucracy bent on taking him down, and so is all of his staff, and it's an everyday occurrence, and you've got to deal with the legislative agenda, the incident that's occurring right now in New York, we now know a person's been killed in Times Square, an incident involving a vehicle hitting pedestrians. I mean, this is what you have to be focused on when you're president of the United States, is the urgency of immediate concerns. His FBI needs to determine whether or not this was an act of terror that the president needs to be involved in, or is it a law enforcement situation? That has not been definitively confirmed yet. And then second, on this overall issue, you don't stop fighting, obviously, on the legislative front. You've got to understand that politics is a very rough and tumble sport, and there's going to be good days and bad days, and the bureaucracy is kind of bent on making every day a bad day for Donald Trump right now.
All right, let's actually go to Rose, who's calling in St. John, Florida, on line 4.
Hey, Rose.
You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I just want to know, where are the people that have the president's back? I mean, why isn't anybody sticking up for him? Why isn't anybody coming to his defense? Where is everybody?
You're talking about Republicans on Capitol Hill, or who exactly?
Anyone.
Well, yeah, the Republicans on Capitol Hill, yeah.
I think that they are weary right now. I mean, they are already, as I told you, scared of the FBI as individual congressmen and senators. They are kind of freaked out by the CIA. I mean, they are they talk big, but they are elected officials. But, the House side that represent districts, the state side, they're one of two that represent a state. Singularly, they don't have much power. So I think when special counsels get involved, they start getting nervous, Andy. I mean, I think that's just the truth.
They get
nervous about making broad statements that will be used against them politically, potentially.
The thing that is very interesting to me is that the Democrats don't seem to have that mindset.
No.
They attack, they come after you, they fight you, they get what they want, and when they get what they think that they want, they change the rules and get more, whereas the Republicans are just, sit back and don't do what they ought to be doing, and that's defending this president.
All right, folks, I hope we've explained it for you as special counsel. I know we can explain it more throughout the week. We also had this breaking news that's still developing in New York with an incident involving a vehicle mowing down pedestrians. One person has been killed. A suspect's in custody. We don't know a motive. We always operate, is it terrorism first? If not, what happened? Some reports indicate that it is not terrorism, but others have said that the motive has not been determined
yet. Also, breaking, U.S. officials confirmed to BuzzFeed, actually, the U.S.-led coalition hit Assad regime forces with airstrikes in southern Syria today.
Yeah, so there you go.
Keep that updated as well.
So we may come back on Facebook if we need to. If not, we will talk to you tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live.
In a meeting at the White House, President Trump repeatedly urged President Erdogan of Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's wrongfully imprisoned in Turkey because of his religious faith. It is a critical time for Pastor Brunson. The American people must unite with one voice. Bring our pastor home. Send a powerful message to Washington. Bring Pastor Andrew Brunson home. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.